L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up on Dig It.
I've got a bit of a thing about early mornings. Recently.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
If I ever have to undress, I'll make sure they're gone and the pants are on. Hi!
Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, it's the reality.
All of that right after this.
To kick this episode off, we're going to talk about gifting, Joe, because you've just celebrated a birthday and your fella, Disco Steve, and you've had an anniversary. So I'm imagining there's been quite a bit of gifting going on. You give great gifts. You bought me a Hori Hori gardening knife. You've bought me a beautiful rose. So you give good gifts. You give good gifts. Have you been gifted good gifts?
I was gifted a good gift from you, which was because it has been mayhem from, I think, May when the Chelsea Flower Show happened. And you've given me a voucher for a facial.
Yes.
I opened it and I was like, oh my God, that is exactly what I need right now. So thank you very much.
Sometimes you have to think, what would I want right now? And do you know what I'd want? It's a little bit of calm. That place is amazing as well.
Is it? Oh, good. Thank you.
Not far from some of the places that we work at, and yes, you go down and it's like, oh, it's so good. It's
really like a sanctuary. Chill.
It's lovely. Like a sanctuary. It's not far. It's only down the road. Yeah. And sometimes you just need a little bit of me time. And that's what you definitely need right now.
I definitely do. I also, all my friends clubbed together, like literally everybody I know. And this was my mum's idea. And they've all contributed to my greenhouse fund. So
yes,
I've always wanted a greenhouse, but never thought I could afford one. And now there's a fund and I'm hoping that one day I will get a greenhouse. So that was an amazing present. You can imagine. It was like mind blowing.
Also, what do you get the girl who has, because you've got all the plants and, you know, that is so, I can't wait for you. I can't believe you haven't got a greenhouse yet, because there's definitely some really good spots for it. So
yeah,
exciting. That's when it goes next level, isn't it? Once you've got a greenhouse, because then you can just be so organized and get your seeds in and things grown over winter and da, 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 da.
Yeah, I know, but Zoe, I don't think I'm capable of any of those things. it genuinely really scares me, the idea of having a greenhouse. I'm like, oh, with a greenhouse comes great responsibility. I've got to kind of really got to get my act together.
On this subject matter, I do believe we have questions from our followers. So this is very exciting. First time we've done this.
Yeah.
So what have we got?
Oh, hello. It's Jessie here. So excited about this podcast. The worst gift that I was ever gifted was a tree. I can't remember the name of it. It was in a small pot. It wasn't a tree yet. And my in-laws gave it to me when I had given birth to my first child. So not only was I trying to keep a baby alive, I was also gifted a tree to keep alive. And with the special instruction that it needs ericaceous, that might be the wrong word, some sort of acidy or alkaline soil. So, you know, no pressure. I tell you what, I'll pump, I'll pop to the garden center, I'll pick up some of this soil, try not to wet myself, and I'll just pop back and replant that, and then I guess I'll start breastfeeding again. Sounds like a great idea. Good Lord. So I'd love to know, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, woman after my own heart. That's, I mean, like, so well intentioned, that present, but yes. also wildly, wildly unrealistic, because how would you keep both a child and a tree alive? I have no idea.
You can see the sentiment, can't you?
Yeah.
The sentiment is so lovely. New life and new life. But yeah, the idea that you're like, yeah, sure. I'm just going to pop the tree, love.
Worst present for you?
Worst present for me. Do you know what? People always get me great presents. I can't really think of bad presents that I've been bought. I guess you just forget them. Occasionally I'd be given, I think there was a phase when people kept buying me weird mohair jumpers, mainly relatives. And I may have given one relative a mohair jumper that they'd given me, and then I give it to the other person who'd given me a mohair jumper, and I swapped, and then they were in the same place at the same time. I was like, oh, this got really badly wrong. But they both yeah. loved the mohair jumpers they'd bought me. But I have to, things that the kids make me or give me, or time is always, you know, that thing as you get older, you're just like, just give me time. You don't have to yeah. give me a present. Just come hang out. That's all I want to do. Woody yeah. makes me mixes. I love that. He makes me mixes, new tunes. Nell always paints me pottery. She makes me vases and things like that. And I love them. She's really good at art. So things like that I love. And my brother always buys me brilliant presents. I'm trying to think of terrible presents. No.
Do you know what, Zoe, I can't come up with an answer either, because I think people are so thoughtful. I yeah. can't remember any terrible presents that I've ever been bought. So we're very lucky, I guess.
We are very blessed.
Yeah, I think you're right about time, because now we've got to this age, experiences is what Steve and I have been asking for from the kids. It's like, oh, no, just take me somewhere really nice and I can have a bit of you and we can enjoy something together. So, yeah we've gone from the materialistic stuff to just having some quality time with people that we really like, because Absolutely. We're just so crazy busy all the time. Like, and they're busy and we're busy.
I love people giving you like people passing on plants. So they've growing a load in their garden and they're like, oh, I had quite a lot of this. Would you like some? That is a lovely thing. I also love that we have a mutual friend called Merrily. She gave me some of her homegrown blackcurrant jam the other day. And I was like, now that is a gift. And she gave me smooth and with bits. So I had the choice. It's my favourite jam. So it's something, but like, homemade things are so lovely. I don't think, and also, yeah, no gift. No gift is bad. I love all gifts.
Do you like getting gifts?
I do, actually. I do love a little present. It's a little treat. Also, because you've got kids, you know, it's often about them and family and stuff like that. And I've got that love-hate of birthdays, in that I always loved them and wanted to have parties and da-da-da-da. And now I'm a bit like, oh. But then there's that equally, that thing of, oh, don't make a fuss. But actually, it's a really lovely time to see friends, have a meal, see the kids. So I think I don't like a fuss, but when I do get a fuss, I quite like it.
I know exactly what you mean. My kids, Cass always draws, like, there's a level of expectation every time you have a birthday. It's like, what has Cass drawn for me this time? And he makes his birthday cards. He's not particularly an artist, but the likeness that he does these kind of caricatures. And he did, this time round, he did the picture of me and Robert Smith and Olivia Rodrigo when it was Glastonbury. And I happened to find myself in this weird, you know, threesome with those in their dressing room, and casted this brilliant, brilliant depiction. And Robert Smith was just spot on. I loved it. I mean, I looked nothing like me. Olivia Rodrigo looked like my daughter. But anyway, it was very good. So yeah, things like that kids make are the gifts that you want.
That photograph, you will look back over the years. When I saw that, I was like, and Joe Wiley has just won Glastonbury again. Boom.
No, I was literally walking up the room and I suddenly was like, should we do a selfie?
This needs to be kept on film for all time and go on the fridge at home. Such a good shot.
Should we have another question?
Yeah, go on then. What have we got?
Okay, what's next? Who's next?
Hi, my husband got me a chopping board one Christmas when we were dating. We were due to move in together, so he probably thought, yeah, practical present. But I was 19 and wanted some new GHDs. But I still have the chopping board, use it daily, and we have now been married for nearly 21 years. So not all bad. What started off as a pretty awful present that made me cry has actually been quite useful. What's been the most memorable gift that a man has given to either of you?
Oh, wow. I'm so impressed, though, that they turned that around.
Yeah.
Relationships have ended on things much not less. As big as that, or much less. And you'd be like, oh, this is a sign of things to come. But I like the fact that in there, was practical thinking, not just romance, practical. And they're still married, see, 21 years later. Congratulations to the two of you. That's a long time to be wed. Always impresses me. Things that men have given us, Lord. Well, Steve's good, isn't he? He gets you great things.
He does.
I'm interested to know, because you and Steve, your birthdays at the same time, so you're both Cancer star sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So like love family, really
sensitive,
loyal,
full of life,
sensitive and really moody. And quite suspicious, I've heard. Suspicious and paranoid? No, ooh, that's not you.
That'll be Steve.
That's not you. But are you both moody?
No, not really. No, I would never say that he was a typical Cancer at all. I really wouldn't. I really am, because I am proper homebody and I am oversensitive and I am quite crabby at times. But I think he's more like Leo, and he definitely has all the signs of being a Leo, because he's kind of, you know, loud and roary and all those kind of things. So
does he give you good presents? Do you buy each other good presents, or have you done that thing where you've just bought every great thing you ever needed?
The best present that he's ever bought me is which was the sweetest thing. He's very, very thoughtful. He bought me a Renault 4, and it was exactly the same car, not the same car, but it was the same colour, the same make, everything, as the first car that I ever owned. So I had the baby blue Renault 4 with the gear stick up here that you had to switch around. And he researched it, and he bought one, and he drove it up and then presented it to me on the driveway. And that was thus just the most amazing present. So good.
Yes, Disco Steve. The only problem with going with something that is so good is that the next year you're like, oh, you know, I can't really get away with a gift card this time. When you've gone so big, it's really difficult, isn't it? Because the next time, and then you're always like, remember though, last year I did get you that amazing thing. Yeah.
I remember after I had India, my first child, and you know what it's like, you feel pretty like battered after, when it gets to about 5 or 6 months and you just don't feel yourself at all, and your body is not the one that you recognize whatsoever, and you're exhausted because you haven't been sleeping. And he got me a personal trainer session and I literally got up in the morning and I was like weepy as you normally are, and he went, right, okay, give me India, you are going out, you're going to the gym, there's a guy called Eddie there, he's fabulous, he's going to look after you. And I had this training session with this incredibly charismatic, enthusiastic, caring man, and it was a pivot. It was a real changing point of me going, all right, I'm going to reclaim my body, get my act together. I'm going to be myself again. I'm going to do some stuff for me, and I'm going to start going to the gym again. And that was a really brilliant present. It was such
that
a good one.
That is a great present.
Yeah, it was so thoughtful.
I had a present from someone who I love and adore, who had because you know how like back in the day, you'd write letters, then you'd fax each other, you know, and now people just text each other, and you think you have to go so far back in the conversation. And someone special to me took all the messages and some of the things that we'd sent each other and put them into a book. And this book is bound. And it is like it is so beautiful. It properly made me cry.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness me, you've captured all those lovely early messages, and they're funny things and there are moving things, and it is beautifully bound.
Oh, wow.
And it is on the shelf next to two books of poetry. And it's such a special thing. And just between the two of us, I thought that was like, wow. But then follow that. How'd you follow that?
No, that's mic drop, isn't it?
Exactly. Go low, go with the chopping board, and then build up, you know?
Yeah, that's a really beautiful idea. Yeah. Photo books, I think, are really good, but that's next level. That's really is.
They are. Photo books for family as well, like for your mums and dads and stuff.
Yeah, I enjoy doing those.
Do you have another question?
Hi, Zoe and Joe. It's Sam from Manchester. So I have a question for you. What are your morning routines? My morning routine is the same every morning. I get up extra, extra early. I have two big boxer dogs, so they get walked. And I love a walk and usually watching the sunrise and then coming back, and I have a cold tub. And I now have a little sauna in my garden. So every morning without fail, the cold tub is filled with ice, music on, usually the Joe Wiley show from the night before, headphones on, and into the cold tub and do 3 or 4 minutes. And that starts my day. amazingly, music and possibly in the future, your podcast. Thank you.
That, I mean,
that's next level.
That's an amazing example. Next level, yeah.
Sam has really sussed life. Sam, wow. What a way to start the day.
Maybe in the future, I'm going to be more Sam. I'm going to live like Sam and do exactly that.
Let's all be more Sam.
Yeah. The moment, mine is wake up, clean teeth, shower. I have to shower. I cannot live a day. I cannot go without a shower the first thing because I just feel like I'm not alive. Shower, school run, drop off Coco at school, like massive pint of latte and a croissant. And then I can get wrapped about my day. So it's shower, latte, croissant. They're the three essentials for my morning.
So you're having a croissant and a latte and you look like that. Wiley, this is not fair.
No, it's fine.
You look great.
And then maybe a banana because I know it's like the worst breakfast in the world, but I really do enjoy my coffee.
And also you get to dunk it, don't you? If you get a croissant and a coffee.
I don't dunk. Do you?
Do you not dunk? Oh, I quite like dunking. I love the school run in the morning with our girls. Because, I mean, sometimes the first half of the journey can often be quite quiet because neither of us will be awake. But then there's always, it's just like any time with your teens is so sacred. And I'm like, I don't care if you're going to grunt at me and you're not particularly wanting to make conversation. I wouldn't want to make conversation at this time of the day anyway. But be able to do a school run in the morning is such, I love that time.
Me too.
And I'm always like, I wind down the window and shout, I love you, as I drive past, or I whisper it because otherwise she'll kill me. Yeah. And I look at my girl go off into her day and I'm like, oh God, it's going to be 2 years she's going to be driving. Next thing she's going to be going off to uni or to study or do whatever she does. So it's like treasure these moments. They're so good. And I missed out on quite a few morning school runs. So I'm quite enjoying those again.
I know. It's the sacrifices that come with the job, isn't it? Whatever job you're doing, it's really tough. When it eats into the time that you spend with your kids, because I don't get the evenings with Coco. So I really, really, that school run is the most important part of my day. It really is. I'll drive super slowly. Sometimes, like you said, you know, she's in a really bad mood because she's got a lesson with a teacher that she doesn't get on with, or something will have happened and she's in a bad mood. And all we have to do is hit the right record, the right song on any radio station. And it's just a mood changer, a game changer. And we'll both be singing along. And it's just lovely. Like we get on through. We don't go on a journey just from home to school. We go on a journey emotionally as well by the time we get to the school. It's really, really lovely. And I cherish it as well. Steve keeps saying to her, oh, you're going to be 17 soon. You'll be able to drive. You know, you'll get your driving lesson as soon as you're 17. And I'm going, no. She doesn't have to. And even she is saying, no, that's kind of scary, Dad. I don't know whether I want to do that. So I'm holding on to the school run for as long as I possibly can.
Oh, and anyone who's got kids at that age, are they still learning to drive gear cars? Because Nell and I had this chat because I was driving in my Mini saying, hey, this could be your first car, maybe. But it's, what's it called? Not manual.
Automatic.
Yeah. And I was saying, are you going to learn gear cars? This is a question we've just had. Will she do kids learn gears these days or do they go straight to automatics?
No, Cass can only drive an automatic, but I mean, he passed first time and got, you know, nearly 100% because that's what he's like as a person. And then the other day I said, well, can you just go and pick up someone in my car? And he went, oh, I can't drive a gear car. And I went, oh, that's weird. It's just the notion that he wouldn't be able to drive every car. So maybe they just drive automatics. Yeah. But why not?
I was saying this to Nell and then I pointed at some really beautiful old Sunday sports car going past. I went, the only thing is you'd never be able to drive that given half an opportunity. But yeah, that treasured time in the mornings. And Sam, I have to say that I often do that. We'll save up favourite, you know, podcasts or radio shows because you can listen to things when it suits you. So, you know, I do that. It's like if I know I've got journeys and stuff, I'll save certain shows to listen to. I've often, like if I've been really hectic and I've not heard your radio show, I'll save them up. And sometimes I've got a long journey and I've got four shows. It's like, yes. And I forget and I'm like, oh, I haven't listened to that this week. Hooray. I've got that as a treat, which I know people are doing more and more, which is great. But the whole idea of getting up and walking the dogs and seeing the sunrise. Sam, you've inspired me because I live down by the sea and the sunrise over the sea in Brighton is stunning and I'm never up there. I've got a bit of a thing about early mornings. recently.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And I've not been setting alarm. So if I don't have to take Nell to school, I don't set an alarm. I get up sometimes after most breakfast shows have finished and I just take my coffee outside and sit in the garden and watch the birds and the bees and the butterflies and put my feet on the ground and I'm like, which is a great way to start the day. But I do probably need to reintroduce some hardcore exercise because I've been getting a bit slack, Joe.
There's time for that later. So do you have a whole different level of appreciation for sleep?
Oh, I love sleep.
Yeah.
My kids and I, we are natural bears. We could sleep for a very long time. I mean, I really would happily go to sleep in the autumn, maybe about late November. No, because I'd miss Christmas. Okay, January I'd go to sleep and then wake up in March when all the buds are up. And, you know, I could quite happily, you know, just take a few snacks. So yeah. The sleep that I missed, I have definitely caught up on and I've loved it. Do you sleep well?
But I'm always up really, really early. I mean, I can survive on not much sleep. The family always joke that I am always awake. Like if anything happens, if a dog barks or if there's some kind of, I'm just there, I'm awake straight away. Nobody else wakes up to any of it. But I think this goes back to my sister because my sister never used to sleep at night. So we were constantly sleep deprived and I can exist with very little sleep at all. It's probably why I look so haggard. I don't need it. And I used to go early morning swimming as well. When I swam and I used to go training, so I was used to getting up super early. I don't need much sleep.
You swim regularly now?
Yeah, I do. I've been so busy the past couple of months. I haven't swum very much and I'm inspired by Sam. I'm suddenly thinking, actually, I should do the school drop off, forget the coffee, forget the croissants and go and do a swim because that's what I used to do. So maybe I'll get back into that because swimming is absolutely the thing that makes me feel normal. I love it. I love the submersion, getting in the water, coming out of it, just feeling like a whole new person. It just makes me feel alive and better, able to cope with the day and to have a good day. So yeah, maybe I'll get back in the pool.
We're going to take a quick break for some ads, but if you're keen to listen to these episodes early and ad free, you can subscribe to The Potting Shed. Become a member of The Potting Shed and receive bonus bits, longer episodes and early access to tickets for live events. If you're wondering how to subscribe, there's a link in the show notes. Right, time for a break.
This episode of Dig It is sponsored by Ancient and Brave. Zoe, do you ever feel kind of quite creaky in the morning when you try and get out of bed?
Oh, my goodness me. Not just in the morning, getting out of the car, all sorts, knees, hips, back. Anything feels like a workout these days.
What I've been doing recently is adding Ancient and Brave's Wild Collagen into my morning routine. It's a really simple way to support joint and skin health. It's a way of getting it into your body.
Yeah, I love it too. Collagen is the most abundant protein in our bodies, didn't you know? But we start to lose it from our mid-20s. So adding a daily scoop of their neutral tasting marine collagen, sustainably sourced and easy to stir into anything, is such an easy win.
Yeah, a really good thing I like as well is that they're proud members of 1% for the Planet, which means that 1% of all their sales, which they've now actually increased to 2%, goes directly to environmental causes that protect our planet.
Go to ancientandbrave.earth/planet and use the code DIGIT for 20% off your first one-off purchase.
So that's DIGIT, D-I-G-I-T, at ancientandbrave.earth/planet.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Should we have one last question? Final question.
Yeah, go on. I'm loving this.
Hi, girls. Love you both. I think you're both amazing. Just wanted to know what your go-to fashion brands were, because I love your style.
Ooh.
And also, what are your favourite holiday destinations and why? Thank you.
Oh, thanks for your lovely message. We love you too. We do often talk about this stuff, don't we? Favourite fashion brands. You start, Jo.
Okay, I will go with Zirena. I think that's how you say it. I'm not entirely sure. It's X-I-R-E-N-A. And I've been wearing their shirts for a couple of years now, but I think the current collection they've got for this summer is just beautiful. Like, the colours are amazing. They do muted tones. They do bright tones that pop. They do short sleeves. In fact, what I'm wearing now is by them. I've just realised, and I haven't done that, that's a complete accident. But they'll do long sleeves, they'll do short sleeves, and the fabric is super, super light. I think they're Spanish. And, you know, you don't even need to iron it half the time. This isn't an advert, by the way. I just really love them, and I'm wearing it today. Honestly, it's just, that's just the way it's gone. So that's the thing that I am buying most of at the moment. Also, I think American Vintage has had a really good collection over the past couple of seasons. Really nice colours, bright, bright colours, and soft. I just, all I care about is the feel of something. If
comfort.
It's baggy and makes me feel warm and cosy, I'm in it.
You're in it. Yeah, because I've worn lots of their stuff as well. And you're right, they come in all different colours, and they make shirts, dresses, long shirts. They're really
Trousers.
And we have there's a shop in London that I go in, and they're like, you've just missed Joe, called KJ's Laundry.
And
they stock them. And they also sell them in two of my favourite shops in Brighton, Tribeca, which is in the Lanes, and also Nielsen's, which is in Cookfield. So if you want to buy some Zirena, is that Zirena? I don't know how to say it.
I just don't know. X-I-R-E-N-A.
I've had the awful thing of buying swimwear, which is, I hate it. I hate buying swimwear. Mm. It makes me so fed up every time. I have a really long body. I'm quite wide. So I have to get long swimsuits. And I'm kind of a bit like, oh, can I do bikinis? I don't know. So I have been loving M&S and Next. Their swimwear collections this year and last year have been really, really good.
Really?
Because they make them long in the body. This is why I've always had problems with dungarees, Jo. I love dungarees. You wear them so well. They're too short for me. They come right underneath my boobs and then I look wide from the side. But yeah, so I need long swimwear. And buying swimwear can be so, so demoralising for everybody, I think. I don't think it's just women. I think men, you talk to male friends of mine who find it really tough as well. But yeah, I've found some really great bits in M&S and in Next this year. So thank you to the High Street for keeping us going.
That's really good to know. Really good to know. I've also got a long body. I was sent some designer costumes last year, and I tried them on, and I just couldn't get in them. and I sort of returned them, and I said, I'm really sorry, I just couldn't get in them. And she went, oh, you must have a very long body. And I've never been told that in such a damning way before. And I was looking at my body going, oh, I've never thought that before. And is that a bad thing? I'm not sure. But I have, because I've always worn Speedo from my swimming days. And I always have to upsize by so much. Like, I think I get a 16, size 16, because it will fit me. So,
That's really
demoralizing. Yeah. No, you try things on and you feel so exposed and so not normal. Yeah, you feel like your body shape is not that great. Privately, we've talked about bras in the past, and because that literally reduces me to tears every time I go shopping for bras, because I cannot find a bra that makes me look good. But Skims, for all the like massive advertising and everything, and I was deeply cynical in the beginning, they actually do some really good stuff that is not sexy. It's just really soft, buttery, stretchy cotton, and it holds you in place but doesn't, you know, make you spill anywhere. You can have whatever you like. I think if you want sexy stuff, you can do that. But God, they've got some really good, as a crossover triangle bra, which I've just discovered and I love it. I think it's really good.
Okay, so Skims. And for me, I just discovered is it Boo? But it's B-O-U-X. And they had a shop in Brighton and they've just shut, but you can get it online. And they do really practical but also sexy bras in all the sizes. And all you have to figure out is when you go in their shops, you go down and you find the drawers and you just help yourself. You're like, oh, right, okay, there's the double Ds and there's it. Because I'm a 38 back. And and then the cup size, sometimes it can be a bit of a nightmare. But yeah, finding practical, comfy and occasionally sexy underwear. We need so much in one item of clothing, don't we? We do.
Can I mention one more brand, which I have also just discovered, and that's Dora Larson. And they have just the most amazing colours. Like it's going to into a candy shop, a sweet shop, and you get bright turquoise and you get pink on the same bra and orange and tangerine and all these lovely colours. But also they're comfortable. So they're not, it's not like lots of harsh lace or digging in bits, but just really bright jewel-like colours. So I recommend them as well. Not too expensive.
And one other thing, it happens to me the last couple of years, if I'm wearing dresses, I do have to think about pants that go down my thighs because my thighs rub in summer dresses and then you get chafing. And it's not something I'd ever sort of thought I'd have to deal with. So now I buy these, really, you get them in Boots and you can get them in M&S and they're just like cycling shorts, but without being the ones that hold you in. So they're really comfortable. So your thighs glide and off you go and you feel quite contained, but you're not like strapped in like that. And I'd never buy them in nude because they look so disgusting if I ever get caught taking them off. I'm like, don't look at this. You'll never touch me again. So I just get them in black.
Do you wear pants underneath or these are actual pants?
No, I just wear them as pants.
Okay,
and fine. Then if I ever have to undress, I'll make sure they're gone and the pants are on. Hi!
Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, it's the reality.
As we said, we're discussing anything and everything. The reality is everything we need to know.
Good scaffolding is so important.
Yeah.
It is.
I think we were also asked about holidays, but maybe, I mean,
yes.
And that's a massive, massive subject because I think the first time I ever really got to know you is because I wanted to go away on a weekend and you recommended a place to go to. And I think that's because you're this font of knowledge. You have so much good knowledge to impart. And I always come to you for advice on where to go, what to wear, what to do, all that kind of stuff. But I will, let's do holidays another time, but very
briefly.
Should
we do that next week?
Yeah. Two places I would recommend that we've been to in recent years, and that is Portugal. Lisbon is really exciting.
That's great.
About an hour away from Lisbon is a place called Comporta. And it's the most charming, beautiful, idyllic place you could ever hope to go to. So that I'll do start of a 10, Lisbon at Comporta, but let's come back to holidays another time.
Lisbon, the food and the culture. Mm. And the thing I really loved in Lisbon, I don't know where I was, but I walked at night and I was suddenly in a square and all these gorgeous young people were hanging out in this square, drinking, sitting on park benches. Some had their dogs. They all looked fabulous. And there were restaurants all around it, really chilled. And it was such a great, vibey, young city. The architecture was amazing and the food, excellent. Yeah, totally. And you could go to the beach in Lisbon as well. Sea is very cold. Just be warned. That is, it's pretty nippy, but beautiful.
Go there to eat, not swim.
Yes.
Maybe.
Go there to... You'd swim though. You'd be like, ah.
No, I wouldn't. No, I didn't. I just ate and drank. That's all I did.
If you've got any tips on places to go or underwear, any great fashion labels that we might want to share, gifting ideas, do share with us. If you've got any concerns, ideas, questions, anything you want to share with us, all you need to do is email questions@digitpod.co.uk. All the details are in the show notes and we're going to be back on Wednesday, aren't we, Jo?
Yeah, we will see you then. Thank you so much. Thanks for being involved. See you then, Zo.
Thanks, gang.
Bye.
Bye, Jo. Dig It is a Persephonica production.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.